Welcome to Her Unfiltered Podcast. I'm your host, Chelsea Hardy. On this show, you will listen to some topics that women don't talk about enough. I want to open the doors wide open and have unfiltered conversations. Think of this as a group chat with your best friends. No topic is off limits. We are going deep and we are going hard and diving into the everyday life of normal women. Some of the topics you may hear in discussion: miscarriage, body image, mental health, sex, sexual health, cannabis, anything and everything. I want to strip it down and let it out. Let's get started and let me talk about my first discussion. My topic of conversation is miscarriage. I experienced a miscarriage in January 2021, something I never thought I would ever go through in my life. I am one in four women that suffer from this type of situation. I am not only one in four, I'm also one in one of my girlfriends as well. I've been fortunate enough to have had a friend that went through this not far gone before I did. Unfortunately, it did happen to her, but fortunately for me, we have a very, very close relationship and that she was able to talk to me through it. I can't say and thank her enough for what she gave me during that time. Let me tell you, it definitely was not easy. It was rough. We talked about all of the things that you would experience when you suffer a miscarriage. For those of you that this may be triggering for, please, this is the part where you need to stop and stop listening. If you're willing to ride the wave and go through this discussion topic, please continue to listen. I appreciate and respect everyone's choices, whether you continue or not. For me, when I went through my miscarriage, I had an extreme amount of bleeding. I was in and out of the hospital numerous times over a matter of 7 days. I had paramedics show up to my house twice. The first time it was two women, and one of them also suffered a miscarriage in her life. She went on to explain to me that I shouldn't go to the hospital because all they're going to do for me is give me Tylenol and send me home. I'd probably be sitting in a waiting room by myself because we're in the middle of COVID and be in excruciating pain. I've been fortunate that I have a child that I had a vaginal birth with. And let me tell you, it was worse than anything I could have ever gone through during that time. I felt every single contraction of my uterus to expel the tissue and everything that comes with an early stage pregnancy. It was rough. It was very rough. I would have days where I felt like I lost a baby. I had days where I felt like I lost a pregnancy, and I couldn't make a decision if it was one or the other. And even to this day, I still am in between what I feel like I lost. Oh, this is heavy. So I would have days where I didn't think I could get out of bed. I had days where I did get out of bed. I felt like a rock star. And an hour later, I was curled up in the fetal position in my bedroom with my duvet cover over my head, bawling my face off and not wanting to talk to a single person. I just hope that if you're going through something like this, that you know that there are women out there willing to share their story. I had so many women reach out to me and express to me what they had gone through and share their stories. And I couldn't imagine some of the situations that they also had to go through. We do not get enough support for miscarriages in this province, in this country, probably as well. And I know that there are so many women out there that go through this and have much worse experiences in countries that have not even half of what we have here in Canada. And I'm not trying to downplay them at all. However, in Canada, we do not have enough support either. You are going through birth. You are experiencing what birth is like. You just do not have a baby at the end to hold. It's something that this type of topic has many different views, many different outlooks, and many different opinions about. My personal experience is my own journey, and I'm happy to share with you all of the things that I went through. But at the same time, I know there are women out there that view things very differently. I hope that if you have a friend out there going through the same thing, that you are there for them. Don't go silent. Silence may not always be the thing that they need during that time. And to be completely frank, your emotions will change every day. Your feelings will change on a daily basis, and just be there. You don't even need to say, "Hey, how's it going today?" You can literally just be like, "So I had toast for breakfast. What did you have?" You can say, like, "Can I cook you dinner and drop it off?" Or, "Can I pick up some groceries for you?" Because those little things make a huge difference. And you don't need to take them out for drinks or, give them lavish gifts to make them feel like your friendship is still there. And that's something that I was very fortunate to have when I went through my miscarriage. For those of you that are listening, I'm happy to also answer any questions that you may have with regards to a miscarriage. You can shoot us an email here at the podcast, and the information is listed below on where to find us, as well as you can submit your questions through Instagram DMs or on Facebook as well. I just want everyone to know that I'm happy to talk about it, and I can't wait to have some more guests on that they can discuss their experiences with us as well. So, yeah, that's my story of why I decided to start this podcast, and it just grew from there. And I just want women to be able to talk more about these things, and I can't wait to have some of my guests on. Some of the ones that you may hear are going to be some of my girlfriends. There are 10 of us in a group chat, and things get quite crazy in there. I'm hoping to have my mother on the podcast as well and listen to her journey in life. And she can share her stories. And yeah, I can't wait. If you want to be a guest on the show, please send us an email and we can have a discussion, or again, DM or Facebook message. Yeah, can't wait to hear more about everyone out there, stories and life topics that you want to discuss. And keep listening in. And I can't wait to share more episodes with you. Thanks.